U.S. Senator Charles Schumer was in Schenectady Wednesday with Federal Railroad Administration Administrator Sarah Feinberg to highlight what he says is a need for a positive train control system between Poughkeepsie and Amsterdam. Schumer is seeking a $33 million grant to implement a high-tech train safety system along tracks that the New York State Department of Transportation leases between Poughkeepsie and Amsterdam, part of upstate New York's main passenger line, from CSX. Positive train control systems use GPS or transponders to prevent accidents by automatically slowing or stopping trains that are going too fast.
In this case, the state is responsible for PTC implementation. And the one barrier to PTC implementation is not technology, but cost. It's quite expensive. So that's why we're here today. This past year, I worked very hard to pass a multi-billion dollar transportation bill in Congress called the FAST Act. And the situation is what we fought for, because what we included was a PTC funding program as part of the bill and a grant to specifically areas where governments own the tracks. Metro North's taking care of themselves. CSX is taking care of themselves. But we have to take care of this area as state officials. And so that's why we're here today.
Schumer says under current regulations, if New York DOT began the project, taxpayers would have to foot the bill. The federal grant would remove that burden. Feinberg lauded Schumer for his persistence on the issue.
He has always been laser focused on rail safety, and it's a huge advantage to us because it means we've got someone with an enormous amount of clout in the United States Senate who we can go to and have a strong partner on rail safety. You know, we work with every state across the country on rail safety and on implementing important technologies like PTC. But New York is really special because of so many millions of people in New York who count on commuter and passenger service. You know, it's crucial everywhere, but in New York, I think it's particularly crucial, and it's a huge part of the economy.
Calls to speed the adoption of safety systems increased after a train traveling more than twice the speed limit on September 29th crashed into the Hoboken Terminal in New Jersey, killing a woman and injuring more than 100 others. A copy of Schumer's letter to the U.S. DOT is posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.